Welcome in. Today we're doing Dubwise Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and the main idea is simple. We're going to treat resampling like a creative weapon. We'll take one break, run it through a dub-style processing chain so it starts breathing and swaying, then we'll print that to Audio, slice it up, and rearrange it into a rolling drum and bass pattern with that lurchy, tape-warmed swing. Intermediate level, but very practical. You can reuse this exact workflow for intros, drops, and switch sections. Alright. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's the sweet spot where the groove can feel fast, but not frantic. Now grab your break and drop it into an audio track. Name it Break SRC, just so we stay organized. For warping, set the clip to beats mode, and for preserve choose transients. Then set envelope somewhere around 15-25%. That little envelope value is important. It keeps Ableton from chopping the break too aggressively, so you keep the natural chew and swing. Next, groove pool. Load a groove that has that classic shuffled pocket. A good starting point is MPC 16 swing in the 57-63 range. Start with MPC 16 swing 59. Set the groove amount around 40-70%. We're not married to that number yet. We'll adjust later. Now prep the break like a pro. Find the true downbeat. Set 1.1.1. And make sure the loop is exactly 1, 2, or 4 bars. Don't overwarp. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make with Jungle. They try to perfect it and the break stops feeling like a break. Use the minimum warp markers needed to make it loop cleanly. Then set clip gain so you're hitting your processing chain properly. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dB on the track meter. Not because we're being precious, but because resampling hot makes later edits brittle. We want headroom. Now let's build the Dubwise break bus. We're staying stock devices only. Put this directly on Break SRC as an audio effect chain so when you resample, you print the whole vibe. First device, EQ8, high pass at 30 Hz, 12 dB per octave, just to remove sub-rumble that'll mess with your low end later. Then add a small dip, -2 to -4 dB around 250-400 Hz. That area gets boxy fast on old breaks. If the break feels dull, at a gentle lift of 1 to 2 dB around 7 to 10 kHz. Gentle, jungle cymbals get painful quickly. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. And here's the teacher note. Always match output so it's not just louder. If it gets louder, you'll think it's better even when it's just volume. Next, drum bus. Drive at 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%. Go easy. Boom at 0 to 15%. Tuned around 50 to 70 Hz if you want a little weight, but in drum and bass I often keep boom low and let the sub bass be the real sub. For transients, you decide the vibe. +5 to +15 for snap, or even slightly negative if you want that worn tape. Softened attack. Next, auto filter for dub movement. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB. Start cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a little envelope, 5 to 15%, so hits open the filter just a touch. Then add a slow LFO. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, amount 5 to 12%. This is that smoky motion. You want it felt more than heard. Now the dub sauce. Echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Then filter the echo. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. This matters. Echo in the low end is how you turn a tight drum groove into mud. Modulation 10 to 20%. Mix 8 to 18%. Keep it tucked. If you want character, add a tiny bit of noise, but don't rely on that for vibe. We can do better later. Then reverb. Short and dark. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 4 to 7 kHz. Dry wet 5 to 12%. The goal is audible space, not a washed loop. Quick extra hygiene tip. Consider putting in EQ8 after the echo and reverb too. Not just before them. High pass 250 to 450 Hz, because effects generate low mid buildup that wasn't there in the dry signal. Cool. Now we resample. This is the commit moment. Option A is the fast way. Create a new audio track called Break Resampled. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Solo Break SRC so you only print the break chain. Record 4 to 8 bars. Option B is freeze and flatten. Right click Break SRC, freeze track, then flatten. That prints the chain and gives you audio on the same track. Either way, print with headroom. Peaks around -8 to -6 dB FS on the resampled track is perfect. You'll thank yourself later. Pro workflow. Pre-2 versions, a dry one and a dubbed one. Even better, do pre and post swing on purpose. Print one straight with no groove baked in, then apply groove later to your MIDI slices for cleaner transients. And print a second one where you actually apply groove to the audio clip first, commit it, then slice it. That second method bakes in a wonkier, tape-like push and pull. Two different flavors from the same break. Now we jungleize it. Slicing. Right-click the resampled clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start with transients. If you want strict grid control, use 1/16th notes instead. Ableton will generate a drum rack full of slices. Open the drum rack and do a little cleanup. For keypads, especially kick and snare slices and some ghost hits, open Simpler and set it to one shot. Usually turn warp off for slices. It tends to sound cleaner and punchier. Add a tiny fade in and fade out, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Now the magic. Make slices feel played, not programmed. On a few pads, especially hats and ghost snares, slightly change the start point by just a few milliseconds. You're essentially pulling a different micro moment from the same hit. That's how you get that rolling realism without adding new samples. Next, let's get swing that actually feels dubwise. Apply the groove to the MIDI clip driving the drum rack, not just the audio loop. Set groove amount around 55%, timing 55 to 65, velocity 10 to 20, random 5 to 15, just a tiny human wobble. But here's a control trick so the groove doesn't mess up your whole drum kit. Put swing mostly on ghosts and tops, less on the main backbeat. You can do that by splitting your MIDI, one clip or track for main kick and main snare with lower groove amount, and another for hats and ghosts with higher groove amount and a touch more random. That way your backbeat stays confident while the edges shuffle. Now build a 2-bar rolling pattern. Think classic jungle logic. Start with your snare on bar 1 beat 2 and bar 2 beat 2. That's the drum and bass backbeat anchor. Then add ghost snares before and after the main snare. You're aiming for little conversational taps, not extra main hits. For kick, keep it syncopated. Avoid 4 on the floor. Let the break slices do some of the implied kick work too, because often the break has tiny low-mid thumps that feel like groove even if they're not a modern kick. For hats and shuffles, pull from tiny hat slices inside the break. If you want more modern clarity, you can layer clean hats, but don't erase the break's shuffle. A great approach is break slices for ghosts and swing, clean kick and clean snare for punch. So let's add modern punch. Create a kick clean track and a snare clean track. Use drum rack or Simpler. Keep the kick short and punchy, minimal sub, because your bass will own the sub region. For the snare, look for a bright crack, but also body around 180 to 220 HE and watch clashes with your bass harmonics. Now group all drum tracks into a drum bus. On that group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smack. Then EQ8. If it's harsh, look around 3 to 5 kHC for a small cut. If it needs air, a gentle shelf up top, but don't force brightness. Jungle brightness can turn into static real fast. Then a limiter as safety. Catch peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. We're not doing loudness here. Now the pocket trick that makes this feel dubby without destroying the impact. Track delay. Think of it like a pocket knob. Push your break slices slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Keep your clean snare closer to the grid, like 0 to plus 5 milliseconds. What happens is the clean snare lands with authority, while the break drags behind it like a smoky shadow. That's dub swagger. Alright, arrangement time. We're not making an 8-bar loop. We're making a section that evolves. Here's a strong 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Intro groove tease. Use only the resampled break, filter down. Automate the auto-filter cutoff from around 3 kHE up to 10 kHC over those 8 bars, slowly opening like a curtain, and sprinkle in 1 or 2 echo throws. On a snare tail, automate echo mix-up just for that hit, then back down. The key is throw, not leave it on. Bars 9 through 16. Full drums, restrained energy. Bring in the clean kick and snare. Keep hats minimal and let the swing do the work. Every 4 bars, do one small variation. Add one extra ghost note, or swap one slice, or change a hat start point. Jungle works when changes are frequent but small. Bars 17 through 24. Drop or main roll. Add an extra top loop or a ride layer if you want lift. Then at bar 24, do a 1-bar dub fill. Duplicate that last bar. Increase echo feedback to 45 to 60%, just for that bar, and high pass the drums to around 200 HC for a lift. Then snap back. Bars 25 through 32, switch your variation. This is where resampling really pays off. Print a second pass of the break with different filter and echo settings. Maybe one darker and smeary, one brighter and punchier. Slice both and alternate one bar phrases. Dark bar, bright bar. Instant call and response without adding new layers. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat subtly. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance 10-20%, variation 10-20, mix 8-15%. Subtle. Jungles should feel alive, not random. A couple common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overwarp the break. Too many warp markers kills the swing. Don't drown drums in reverb. You lose punch and the groove collapses. Always filter your echo. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't put swing on everything. Especially don't groove lock your sub bass and kick too hard. Let drums lead, let bass stay stable, and don't resample too hot. Headroom is part of the sound. Now a few pro level upgrades if you want darker or heavier drum and bass. Try a parallel dirt bus, send drums to a return with saturator drive 8 to 12 dB, then EQ cutting lows below 150 Hz, then a compressor. Blend it quietly. It adds aggression without wrecking the low end. If the break gets metallic and painful, notch 7 to 9 kHz a touch, or use multiband dynamics to tame highs. If your clean kick loses weight when layered, nudge the kick with track delay by tiny amounts, even samples, until it punches. Phase alignment matters. And for classic tension, negative space. Mute drums for a quarter beat before a snare, or drop the kick for an eighth to a quarter right before the backbeat. The return hits harder because your body leans into it.